This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Earlier, I shared information with you regarding COVID vaccines and whether or not they were produced using a cell line from an aborted baby. Our friends at Charlotte Lozier Institute provided that information, and now they've gone a step further. They produced a chart that lets pro-lifers know if an array of available vaccines today has been produced with or without this controversial cell line. More and more vaccines are now being made using acceptable methods, but some do not. This is a considerable list that's been researched to give you peace of mind when choosing a vaccine for you or your children. It includes diphtheria, tetanus, hepatitis, influenza, measles, mumps, or chickenpox. Visit lifeissues.org and click on the microphone icon to access the list.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org and stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.